And we're joined by Paul Frazier. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
And Mark Southall, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
And you're both here because there's an event happening at Tyrrell. Who wants to talk about what's happening?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, so we've, Paul, myself and a few colleagues have been monitoring environmental water out at Tyrrell for about 10 years or so, 9 or 10 years. And we're just, I guess, in the process of trying to integrate some cultural knowledge into what we do out there. And so this event that we're having this weekend is a step in that process. So we've got about 8 or 9 scientists coming out from our team, and we're meeting up with about the same number of traditional owners out at Tyrrell tomorrow, and we're just going to share knowledge and, you know, show them a little bit about what we do, and hopefully get a few perspectives of how they see the country and everything out there.
And Paul, we've spoken many times as well in past years. Why Tyrrell, and why is it so important to get the Indigenous knowledge?
Well, the Indigenous knowledge, I think, is really important. I've been doing this type of work for 30 years now, and it's really just been the last 5 or so years that it started to dawn on me that the incorporation of this long, ancient stream of knowledge is critical to us, I guess, repairing and restoring and recovering the landscape. So that's something that's really become very clear to me recently, and I'm really incredibly excited to spend a day with the people on country tomorrow to learn from them. Tyrrell's, well, it's a national park. It was a large property purchased by National Parks, or for a national park, 15 years ago. And it's a beautiful landscape with some quite intact floodplain areas. The Western Floodplains are a large area that's able to be managed and maintained in a broader landscape that's had a fair bit of degradation going on for quite a while now. So we can look after lots of things, plants and animals, birds, frogs and fish out there, and get the water down the Warrego into the Darling as well. So it's a pretty critical landscape for this area.
And the scientists you got coming, where have they come from?
So most of them from the University of New England over in Armidale. They're part of our broader team that help us do the monitoring. We've got a couple of guys coming up from New South Wales DPI Fisheries who do a lot of our fish monitoring for us. We've got a couple of local guys too from National Parks that are going to come out and join us.
And what are you expecting to talk about?
We're going to set up a few little stations and talk about some of the methods and things we use to measure fish and water quality and water bugs and vegetation on the floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do a bit of a walk around with some of the traditional guys, and they can show us the landscape and how they see it and a few of their special places out there as well.
They'd have wonderful stories of past times.
Yeah, I guess we're hoping to listen as much as talk, or listen a lot more than talk, and try and understand those different perspectives, and share a bit of our knowledge to transfer that knowledge across. So, yeah, talk about past times and gain that information and try and use it to improve what we do.
Yeah, there was a wonderful program on television last night. The original inventors, or I think the title was, wonderful stories there of the water that was in southern parts of South Australia, Victoria. Similar sort of stories could be told around here, and the fish traps further up the river.
Definitely the same types of stories. The spot, I watched that show last night. It was a magnificent show, I thought, and the spot in Victoria is great in that it was large rock structures, and the way it was set up naturally from the volcanic eruption meant that it was preserved really well. That same type of approach would have been an operation in the Darling and the Warrego as well for that extended period of time. And they were dating those fish traps at 6,000 or 7,000 years at least, and that would be here for sure. I've had a few walk-arounds with Kevin Knight, and he showed me a few of the old hearth sites and the stone implements that were in place there. So that type of management, understanding of the landscape, was here at the same time as Victoria, probably before.
And the locals must be a little bit excited about being heard.
Well, I hope so. It's probably long overdue. So we've been coming here for a while now, and one of our first trips, so we went and met with some people at Maranooka, and we kind of put forward our approach to try and listen and go forward with what we heard, and we've been doing that, and it's been, well, for me, very, very fulfilling, I think, or exciting to keep this journey going.
All right, and it's being organised by the university and the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder?
Yeah, so our team's organised it as part of our monitoring program that we do out here for the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. Yeah, so it should be good.
All right, and will the results of it, what will they be published anywhere or just kept in-house?
No, we're absolutely going to try and publish it. So we've got social scientists from the University of New England, Professor Neil Argent, is coming out today, and he'll be observing the events. And we're going to try and write up an academic paper to publish in a journal. Plus, just I've been promoting it whenever I get a chance, at whatever forum I can, with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority or the DQ department that Minister Plibersek leads, or the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. So we get an opportunity to talk to the people in charge, the people managing these things and allocating the funds. So promoting this type of approach is something that I'm quite passionate about. So I've been doing it for a little while, and I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll be able to talk with us in the near future on how the conversation tomorrow goes.
We'd love to. We'll be taking some photos and recording the day. So we're happy to talk as soon as you want, next week, if you like.
All right. Well, we might pass you over to a gentleman by the name of Nathan, and you can have a chat with him early next week.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling in and saying good day today.
You're welcome.
From Two Rog Consulting, river scientist Paul Frazier and Mark Southwell. Outback Radio 2WEB.